Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is the third Sunday of Advent, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Connie Koch, a spiritual director and retreat director, and the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Hope. Sister Connie lives in Mount Vernon, New York, and her preaching today is entitled, Choose Joy.
A reading from the prophet Zephaniah. Sing aloud, O daughter Zion. Shout, O Israel. Rejoice and exult with all your heart, O daughter Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away the judgments against you. He has turned away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You shall fear disaster no more. On that day, it shall be said to Jerusalem, Do not fear, O Zion. Do not let your hands grow weak. The Lord your God is in your midst, a warrior who gives victory. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will renew you in his love. He will rejoice over you with loud singing as on a day of festival. The word of our God. I just haven't felt like rejoicing this Advent. Low energy and fear about our country and the world brings on anxiety and calls me to deep prayer and a further need for contemplation. I've been holding in prayer dear friends who are ill and others who are experiencing loss. Yet our liturgical year moves on and invites us to hear today from the prophet Zephaniah. Shout for joy, O daughter Zion. Sing joyfully with the people of God, Connie. The Lord is in your midst. So at first I am reminded, with a little nostalgia, of my years spent in parish ministry and being caught up in preparations for our annual Christmas pageants. These cherished memories of the joy we all experienced and the depth of our belief in the love of the Christ child born again, the Prince of Peace. Lots of little ones would line up to become precious angels, and older ones quickly put their names in a hat to be chosen as Mary, Joseph, the shepherds, and kings. There was energy and exhaustion experienced by my team and those willing moms and dads who came to help out at the necessary and repeated practices. But on that holy night of Christmas Eve, the children, parents, and all of us experienced deep joy and increased faith in the love of the Christ child and the promise of our Prince of Peace. Yet, stepping forward, our world today is spinning a web of discontent, misinformation, fear, deception, and polarization. Biblical history calls us in this moment to pay attention to that which we have, and to continue to believe and hold close. William Bausch, a favorite homilist and author of mine, suggests that the message of joy in this kind of a world would be almost cynical, except that joy has never had very much to do with what is going on in the world. He says the only condition for joy is the presence of God. The only condition for joy is the presence of God. But still he notes the problem and says, the notion of joy seems almost irreverent in a world where so much is going wrong. Who can be joyful while babies starve and teenagers shoot each other and whole tribes of people wipe each other out off the face of the earth? It's hard to be joyful about any of that. But Bausch goes on and insists that joy has never had very much to do with what is going on in the world. That's what makes joy different from happiness or pleasure or fun. All of the others depend on certain conditions: good health, a good job, a happy family, lots of toys and possessions. The only condition for joy is the presence of God. So Bausch believes that joy can break forth in a depressed economy, in the middle of a war, in an intensive care waiting room, or in the slums, and even for us, in the Middle East or in the Ukraine. So on this third Sunday of Advent, let us cry out, Gaudete, joy, and believe in the words of the prophet Zephaniah. God is in our midst. God will and does rejoice over us and renew us in love. Amen.